certainly works, you know, works well. Most of the time, you know, it would be nice sometimes to be able to turn it, but I think what I'm going to end up doing is just put up like a tri-band vertical or something like that and just complement things that way. I'll put up some wire antennas and do it that way because, yeah, I guess I'm doing the old rotor maintenance. So I've mounted the rotor down at the bottom before and, you know, up at the top, and, you know, there's always seems to be a weak point is the rotor stuff. You know, I even used, you know, like a battery blanket on a rotor in the wintertime and stuff. You know, that seems to work, but... That ongoing maintenance, you know.
Seven,
okay, when a guy's a young buck likes tearing things apart, but there's something to be said about putting something up and not having to do the maintenance on it periodically. I've gotten lazy in that regard. And yeah, that other stuff's coming along. Have to do some antenna installations and stuff, and move some equipment around and stuff. So yeah, we'll hope to get it done here yet this year. It's always given the dynamics. So be able to go out to the sites and stuff, but yeah, I've got some pictures I'll share with you at some point on some of the stuff that we got going on here. But yeah, we'll probably activate at least one extra receiver in the city here in the next short time here, and then it's a case of getting some of the other stuff going. So what I'll probably end up doing here this year, I was hoping to have gotten done more this summer, but life got in the way, is I'll probably just run some of these remote receivers here on some antennas at the house, get all the irons, get all the bugs worked out, and then next year get them deployed someplace else. Yeah, no, it's been a fun little project.
Node 5,
for
0,
sure,
8, 6,
and,
4,
yeah,
5,
it'll be
nine.
Nice to get... is it set up so that if I had to do work on the rotor, I had another one of those, like mass-mounted type of things, you know, that work with a ham floor rotor, so I could have it in a fixed position if I needed to work on it. I really like that. I think that's the way to do it, because, you know, if you do run into a problem, you can at least fix it in one direction, as opposed to, you know, if it's 40 below, climbing up a tower is no fun over.
Well, in fact, it won't happen. Not at those temperatures, that's for sure. But yeah, I'm just in process. I think we're gonna stick with the plan and keep it top here. But I'm hoping that we've got a good enough system up there that we will not have to worry too much about repairs, and we'll hopefully do everything right the first time. So the maintenance is down there as far as that goes. So we'll see. I've had really good luck with the system in the past, but I now have a newer, bigger beam and a more robust tower and so on. So everything's changed a bit, you know, and we'll have to just sort of adapt to that until we get it right. But I think we're close. So that brings me to my next topic, and I'm just wondering if anybody around Saskatoon climbs towers anymore, any of the guys that are willing to do that kind of work. Got one fellow out there, but I think I want to have two people just to do this operation so it can be done safely and so on, and the tower will handle that quite nicely, Derek. And I hope that you haven't that your distractions have all been good this summer, by the way. Hope everything's going well there with Helen, and you guys are still enjoying every single day that you get there, for sure. Back to you then, Derek. V5SD of 5RY Mobile, just coming into Saskatoon.
Yeah, sounds good, Dave. Yeah, I think you'll have a excellent installation. I think Bruce V5BNC still does tower work, and I'm not very active in the local community, so I don't really know of anybody else other than Bruce off the top of my head. So you might want to give Patrick, he's the club president, a email. I'm not sure if you have his information or not, and he could probably steer you in the right direction of who still does tower climbing around here. And one recommendation, I'm not sure if you've ever used it, DST Rotor is a pretty decent rotor program if you want, and you can set it up so it'll park in the wind direction, so that less strain on your tower or your beam and rotor stuff. I ran that for a while and quite liked it. And that's the biggest thing is figure out where your dominant wind is coming from and just park your antenna in that direction, and that'll make a big difference. And I think if I remember right, PST Rotor was the one that you could set it up so it would park in that direction. Really had nice features, like for slowing it down and, ramping it up and stuff like that. I thought that was actually an excellent program. I wish I had come across that years ago. Like with my Ham 4, I think after the fact, I realized it was the capacitor in the control box that was my problem. And of course, I had taken down the rotor and everything, thinking that's what the problem was, and then realizing after the fact. Otherwise, I'd probably have my rotor back up, and I just haven't put it back up on the tower and fixed it in that position and left it that way. But that was the one program I had used that. I thought it was pretty fantastic, and it integrates in with a lot of the other programs that you use. There's so many good ones out there nowadays. Next, rotor control and stuff with it, so you just point and click on the station, and it'll automatically turn for you and all that kind of stuff over. Talk on it, but got a ear on the on the system most of the time when we're up and not busy doing other things here. So give us a shout any time there. And I've got the Nexus program. Actually, it's on the Tadborn website on the main page as well. So you can always just have a peek there. I've actually got it on one of the tabs on the main page. You just scroll down just a little bit further than the status pages and stuff, and then you'll see the program there. And yeah, he's done a great job with it. Guy's only been